Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome back to Air Talk. I'm Libby Denkman, in for Larry Mantle. Today, we are talking about the sharp rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans in Los Angeles for the next few minutes here. And this increase has mirrored a disturbing trend nationally. We also may not be getting the full picture of this rise based on the data from officials, and to talk about that, Manjusha Kulkarni is here, Executive Director of Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council and co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate, which is a reporting center that tracks and responds to incidents of hate, violence, harassment, and discrimination against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States. Manjusha, thank you very much for being on Air Talk. And first of all, can you give us a picture of what we're seeing in Los Angeles and nationwide?
Thanks so much for having me on, Libby. We are seeing at Stop AAPI Hate an increase in incidents from across the country. Between March and December of 2020, we received over 2,800 incident reports from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And here in Los Angeles, in the county itself, we received 250 self-reported incidents from individuals who had experienced everything from verbal harassment to discrimination in the workplace and housing to actual physical assault. And in the city itself, we received 114 incident reports.
So that is a definite increase from 2019. But I understand that you and other groups are saying that a lot of these are not being passed on to officials like police, or when they are passed on, maybe there's not a police report written.
Right. Well, what's important to remember is that the vast majority are hate incidents and not hate crimes. So what that means is that there's not actually an underlying criminal element. That doesn't mean we shouldn't still take it seriously and that action should be taken, but not necessarily by law enforcement. We know that if there's a battery, some sort of physical attack or assault, law enforcement is important to contact. But if it is verbal harassment, if you've been discriminated against in a store, in a pharmacy, that's not appropriate for law enforcement. Instead, we do have other agencies. And here in Los Angeles, we're really fortunate to have LA versus Hate, which is through the 211 reporting center. So you can report something that's happened to you, and we can take action and provide support to you after such incidents.
Manjusha Kulkarni is here with me, Executive Director of Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council and co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate. And we are talking about the increase in Asian American hate crimes and also just hate incidents over the past year. When we look at the numbers and we think about the context of what's been going on over the past year, it's impossible to ignore that this has happened at the same time as the pandemic, and a number of high-profile people, including our former president, were fond of connecting the pandemic with Asia and with China in particular. There's a certain obvious correlation here, right, Manjusha?
There's no question that President Trump fanned the flames of hate against Asian American community members. And in fact, many of the incident reports we've received have used the same rhetoric that the president used. We, in fact, did a report that showed that over 500 of the incidents through September involved use of terms like Wuhan virus, China virus, Kung flu, and even in a number of cases, individuals actually weaponized the president himself, saying that Trump will get you, Trump will send you back to your country. So we know that there is absolutely this connection, but we're really heartened by the fact that the change in the administration now has led to new attention to this issue and condemning of that use of racist rhetoric and policies that followed in that order.
I want to talk about the trust between communities and police in particular, and the importance of communities trusting police and also being able to communicate with police. Can you talk about that, especially language barriers?
Language is a big issue in our communities. We know that 60%+ of Asian Americans in Los Angeles County speak a language other than English in the home. And that is why it was important to us at Stop AAPI Hate to make our reporting form available in multiple languages. So that is one of the recommendations I would have, is to make sure there's appropriate language access coming not only from law enforcement, but also from civil agencies, including Department of Fair Employment and Housing in our state, and of course the 211 line, which we have ensured with our collaborative partners is available in multiple languages. I think there's also an opportunity to do more training with law enforcement about what hate crimes look like, the feelings of fear, trepidation, anxiety that community members face. Too often we see that these type of incidents, or actually crimes, are not identified as hate crimes. So ensuring that officers, when they do come upon something like this, that they're alerted to the factors and the characteristics.
I'm really disturbed, too, by the fact that I've been seeing a lot more, and you can tell me if data backs this up, but targeting of elderly people. What's going on with that?
Well, we're really outraged by those attacks on elders in our community. And sadly, that does actually follow a pattern that we've seen over the course of the year, which is that vulnerable community members are specifically targeted. Those are the incidents that you've seen in Oakland and San Francisco, and as well in New York City. And so it's so important, of course, for us to then take action to ensure their safety, but to also think about, you know, overall what's going on in our country, better understanding it so we can come up with the right solutions.
Manju Shah Kulkarni is with me, Executive Director of Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council and co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate. What do you want to leave our audience with? What are next steps, and what is the big takeaway here about what we're seeing with Asian Pacific Islander hate incidents in America?
What I want to leave your audience with is the fact that we need to report what's going on. So please make sure, if you've experienced an incident or if you've even witnessed an incident, that it's reported. Again, in Los Angeles, we have a 211 system. We can provide through that direct case management to individuals, support them. There's also a very strong public education campaign against hate. Number two, I would say we do need more trainings, not only of law enforcement, but also of business. We know that 40% of the incidents are taking place at private businesses. And so how can our business community step up? And third, we need more resources in language and really more civil rights protections. We're equally heartened by the governor and the California legislature, which have signaled that this is an important issue and lent their support to Stop AAPI Hate through greater resourcing. And, you know, I really think that we have an opportunity right now to not only examine what's going on, but to develop solutions that will help us not only in the coming weeks and months, but in the years ahead.
Manju Shah Kulkarni, thank you so much, from AAPI Hate and Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council. And I hope conversations like this will trickle out and have, you know, more people be both aware and also maybe have encouragement to report things like this, so that we do have a full picture of what's going on and we can adjust and combat it accordingly. Thank you so much for joining AirTalk today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle. We are in just a second here talking about the family planning effect of the pandemic. We have new data that shows there's a drop in birth rate and has coincided with COVID-19. We're going to talk about that, and I want to get your calls. If you have changed your plans about having children, about having another child, call us to weigh in, 866-893-5722. That's 866-893-5722 to talk to me about how the pandemic has changed your baby-making plans or baby-having plans in whatever way you may be having a child. I'm Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle, back in 1 minute.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.